The opposition is facing a massive military machine on the side of the government here. The pro-Qaddafi side seems to have a bulk of heavy weaponry. They have artillery, they have naval capabilities, they have, of course, air power. But one of the charges that the opposition repeatedly puts against the government is that they don't have the manpower. They don't have the support either in terms of people within the armed forces or indeed the local population. Something obviously that Muammar Gaddafi contends is not true. But in evidence to back up what the opposition is saying, we do see repeatedly the pro-Qaddafi forces having trouble actually taking territory in terms of putting boots on the ground. We have seen them hitting quite hard against the opposition rebel units, with in particular artillery and airstrikes. But when it comes to actually holding territory, putting soldiers into towns or key strategic positions within Libya, the pro-Qaddafiists seem to have a real problem doing that, and that seems to add credence to what the opposition is saying. The opposition basically says, we have the people, he has the guns. And it does seem to be that there is some evidence to back that up. What we have also seen in the last week and a half, is that military machine being used to great effect against what is basically a large number of volunteers, very enthusiastic young men inspired by the Jasmine Revolution in the rest of North Africa and the Middle East, wanting to overthrow a government that's been in power for 42 years, a government that the people here in the east of the country say is despotic, that uses torture, terrorism, intimidation techniques to subdue the population. And they say, with the winds of change in the region, they really want to take advantage of it. The problem for them, they say, is that unlike, say, the leaders in Egypt or Tunisia, Muammar Gaddafi has no reservations against using some very heavy-handed tactics against them. It's the very same reason why they'd like to see him overthrown. But we've seen artillery used against these enthusiastic troops. We have seen airstrikes used against them to great effect because they're not professional soldiers. They're amateurs, and it is a groundswell movement here in the east.
There is a lot of international talk about a no-fly zone. How crucial is this to the rebels?
It is a very important factor here on the ground. As I've been saying, the problem that the opposition faces is that Gaddafi has spent an awful lot of money building up his military machine. That is his ace in the hole for Gaddafi. And if that is taken out of the equation, the sheer numbers on the opposition side, at least this is what the rebel leadership says, those numbers are enough to take this country if the military machine is taken out by an international no-fly zone. Now, it's important to note that an international fly zone would, of course, mean the most important thing, the jets would not be able to fly, something that has really impeded the opposition's efforts, but it would also mean hitting command and control, communication centers. It would really strike against Gaddafi's military infrastructure, the thing that's keeping the opposition back. So the opposition basically says that it is probably the most important thing that the international communities can do to protect not only the citizenry, but also to help overthrow what they claim is a despotic regime that is 42 years in power, 42 years, in their words, too long.